WAKY has an explanation of what happened from Warren Dean.
Stagehands, transport workers, hotel workers, they're all demanding an apology from Sinatra because he allegedly called a woman news reporter a hooker and that his bodyguards reportedly roughed up some TV crewmen. Sinatra started the Australian trip on Sunday.
And the beat goes on. Who's going to beat whom in court, Sonny or Cher?
The beat goes on.
Cher says she bought their 22-room California mansion from Sonny for $450,000, but Sonny has a restraining order keeping Cher out of that house. And since they aren't actually divorced yet, he can still live there, but she cannot, although she owns it.
Like you.
It's 2:21 at WAKY.
Caged Heat. Welcome to the female jungle.
Trish's, where every day is a holiday.
WAKY has a rat tail twist in the latest birth control story, The Control of Rats. Dr. Olin Givens, City County Health Board, says they have over $200,000 worth of federal money to get them out of town.
This particular program will be devoted primarily to environmental cleanup. In other words, we're going to try to starve them out.
Better brace yourself for filthy air this summer in the city. WAKY News knows Ike Smith handles the rest of this one.
Your air pollution control people say you can expect pollution to reach such levels this summer that they will issue an alert. During an alert, APC might ask industries to curtail production and request that people not use their cars so much. The Air Pollution Control Board took its stand today, saying whether or not the state approves of their action, if smog pollution gets bad enough, they will issue an alert. WAKY gets the inside on the board's decision from APC spokesman Celia McDonald.
Dr. Sharp stated the board's philosophy regarding calling an alert should circumstances require such measures. And his feeling was that we should go ahead and do so without waiting for consent or instructions from the state or any other agency.
I'm Ike Smith.
Noisy phone line you got, Ike. The FBI strikes again. This morning alone, 15 arrests on federal gambling-related charges. 7 got it on bookmaking charges. 4 indicted on transmitting information across state lines. The other 4 were booked on both charges. Of those charged, 11 are from Louisville, 2 from Jeffersonville, 1 from New Albany, and 1 from Barnstown. The bookmaking charges could get them for 5 years and a $20,000 fine. Maximum penalty for the transmission of the information is 5 years and $10,000. The 15 were arrested on federal indictments. Meantime, Don Gardner tells WAKY it took fewer arrests to wipe out organized crime in L.A.
In Los Angeles, a federal grand jury has indicted 12 men identified as being members of organized crime. They're accused of extortion, transportation of stolen money, threatening violence, and loan sharking. The Justice Department says the indictments put organized crime out of business in the Los Angeles area.
And away we go to police headquarters for WAKY's Hot Car Hunt.
This is the Jefferson County Police with your stolen car report. Stolen was a 1964 Chevrolet Biscayne, two-door, white in color, bearing Kentucky 74 license number M20691. If you see this vehicle, please do not attempt to apprehend.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
It's 224 WAKY.
Hello?
Linda?
Yes?
This is George, Mark's friend.
The Pleasure Valley JCs will meet tonight at 7:30 at Paradise Club on Cherry Lane. The WAKY forecast for Kentucky and Indiana. Hot, humid, more thunder showers. Today's high 90. Low tonight 69. High tomorrow 90. Central Kentucky, you have 72 degrees. WAKY on the River City Mall, it's 89. I'm Woody Stiles.
And I'm Lee Masters, the 226 Request Line Robot at 589 WAKY. And now the dogs, and the show must go on.